It being on a Monday morning, it being our payday, we met Sergeant Jenkins at our going away. He says to Pat Riley, "You are a handsome young man. Will you come to John Kelly's where we will get a dram?" And while we sat there boozing and drinking our dram, he says to Pat Riley, "You are a handsome young man. I'd have you take the bounty and come along with me to the sweet county Longford. Strange faces there you'll see." "Oh no, kind sir, a soldier's life with me would not agree, nor neither would I bind myself down from my liberty. For I lived as happy as a prince, my mind does tell me so. So fare thee well, I'm just going down my shuttle for to throw." "Oh, are you in the hurry? Are you going away? Or won't you stop and listen to these words I'm going to say? Perhaps now, Pat Riley, you might do something worse than to leave your native country and enlist in the Black Horse." I took the bounty, the reckoning was paid, the ribbons were brought out, me boys, and pinned to my cockade. It's early the next morning, we all were made to stand before our grand general with hats all in our hand. He says to Pat Riley, "You are a little too low. With some other regiment, I fear you have to go. I may go where I will. I have no one to mourn, for my mother is dead, me boys, and never will return. It's not in the morning that I sing my song, but it's in the cold evening as I march alone. With my gun o'er my shoulder, I bitterly do weep when I think of my true love that now lies fast asleep." "My blessing on my mother that reared me neat and clean, but bad luck to my father that made me serve the Queen. Oh, had he been an honest man and learned me my trade, I would never have listed, no wore the cockade.